Grainger knows when you're a procurement manager for an office park, you're not managing one building. You're managing all of them. And to stay ahead, you need to see through walls and around corners. Lights about to fail, filters ready to clog, HVAC on its last leg. If you wait until something breaks, you're already behind. Count on Grainger for quality products, easy reordering, and 24/7 support. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. Great to have you with us today. I want you to write down our telephone number. You will need this if you plan on calling in, 901-260-5926. Again, that number, 901-260-5926. Well, a crazy story that we have all of the details up at toddstearns.com unfolded earlier today and earlier this morning when the FBI announced that there had been a major terrorist plot against the White House and this UFC event that took place on Sunday, USC Freedom 250, the big fight at the White House. And the FBI has apparently thwarted this terrorist attack. And this one was a doozy. Now, here's what we know, and there are a lot of moving parts here, and we are still waiting to hear from the FBI over what exactly happened and how all of this unfolded. But we can tell you that as many as 23 people are believed to be involved in the planning and the pre-operational activity leading up to what would have been probably one of the deadliest attacks since 9/11. And here's what the FBI is telling us. These guys, all domestic terrorists, and they certainly appear to be left-wingers, possibly connected with Antifa, but certainly individuals of that ilk, and they plan to use explosive drones to target buildings around the White House and the Ellipse. Now, keep in mind, you had, about 4,000, 5,000 people that were gathered in the Claw that was there on the South Lawn, and that's where the Octagon was. And then on the Ellipse, just to the south of that, well, you had about 85,000 people that were gathered to watch the big fights on the big screens. Huge crowd. So according to the FBI, the plan was to fly in drones and attack buildings around the White House proper. Then in the mass evacuation, which would have ensued, they would have driven the evacuation people, or at least they had gotten the evacuation routes, and they had set up snipers. They were going to set up snipers on these buildings to take out all of the people there, the spectators and the fans and the whatnot. I mean, this is absolutely terrifying. And then, while all of that was happening, they planned to actually storm the White House gates. This is really riveting stuff. Five people in custody. This is Fox News has the details on this. Five people in custody. We understand that the second wave was planned to storm the White House gates. Now, the FBI first learned of all of this apparently just about a week or so ago. This is June 10th when they learned about it, just not even a week ago. And they immediately started making the arrest. There was a guy in Cincinnati, a 19-year-old. There were others who were arrested in California, two in California, Missouri, and Nebraska. And they were actually spending a lot of money to purchase guns and ammo in preparation for this. As a matter of fact, one of the guys spent $3,000 of his graduation money to buy ammo, guns, magazines, other items for the attack. We understand, according to Fox News reporting here, and this is just, again, fascinating, it's alleged that one of the suspects got an AR-style rifle, a bullpup rifle painted with the American flag, and two plate carriers. His family voluntarily turned over all of the equipment to law enforcement. The father of the suspect said that his son had quit his job to meet up with people he had met online to conduct missions and recons. Apparently, they were using some sort of coded messaging system on Signal. The mother had first alerted authorities over concerns about his recent firearms purchases and communications with people online. So it looks like mom and dad did the right thing here. By the way, we also understand Secret Service is working very closely, or had worked very closely, with the FBI in the investigation. So what a bizarre story. Some of those involved in the attack had already traveled to Fredericksburg, Virginia on June 12th or 13th to get ready. Now, one of the suspects, and this is where it gets interesting, these guys were coming after the capitalist elites, the billionaires, and politicians who received donations from the American Israel Public Affairs Committee. That's the latest information we have. 12 FBI field offices involved in all of this. So we're expecting the FBI to weigh in on this sometime today. We will keep you updated on this story. But thank God that the FBI stopped all of this, or we could be having a very different conversation today. So that's the big story of the day. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. We have a jam-packed show for you today. Coming up, our good friend Dr. Ben Carson is going to be joining us. Also, we're going to be talking to General Blaine Holt. He has some new intel on this the Iranian deal. And by the way, folks, yours truly catching a little bit of flack from the White House today, or at least their supporters, because I shared a Newsmax headline suggesting, and the headline said that Iran was going to be getting hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. And of course, the White House is saying, well, this is not true. The thing is, nobody knows what's in the deal. Nobody knows what is in the memorandum of understanding. And the reason why is because the White House hasn't released anything yet. So for anybody to come out and say they're either for or against this deal in Iran makes no sense, because nobody's been able to read the deal. Nobody knows what's in the deal. And once we do get that information, okay, fine. But until that happens, it's all conjecture. That's all it is. So we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to the owner of a bakery. His name is Joshua Streblo, and this is a Christian-owned bakery. These good people are under fire because they believe in traditional marriage. We're going to tell you all about it. Our telephone number again, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Hey, guys, quick heads up. This is actually a big one. We're saying goodbye to something that's helped thousands of families over the years. The Patriot Power Generator, one of the best-selling solar generators of 2025, is officially being retired. And the reason? They've just released something even better. It's called the Patriot Power Generator 2200X, and this is their most powerful model yet. It's built for real-life situations, storms, outages, emergencies, when you need power the most. To launch it, they're doing something pretty crazy right now. You can get $500 off the generator, plus they're including two free solar panels, so you can double your charging power right out of the box. They're also throwing in a heavy-duty roll-in go-kart, an extended 3-year warranty. And if you're a senior or a veteran, you can save an additional $200. And here's the part that really stands out. Because they offer a payment plan, you can get started today for just $299, and it ships as soon as tomorrow. But this is a limited launch offer. It's first come, first served, and these kinds of deals don't stick around, especially with how unpredictable power outages have been lately. So if you've ever thought about having backup power for your home, now's the time to do it. Stay safe, stay prepared, and don't wait until the lights go out. Go to StarnsPrepper.com right now to take advantage of this limited time offer.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. A very busy news day. One of the interesting stories we've been covering here on the program is the story of a family-owned bakery in Minnesota. And this bakery came under fire, owned by Christians, run by a Christian family, and they came under fire because of their beliefs in traditional marriage and because they were using the month of June to celebrate the nuclear family instead of Gay Pride Month. Well, on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today, we are honored to have Joshua Streblo, who is the owner of Carl's Bakery. Welcome to the program, and great to have you with us today.
Well, thank you so much, Todd. Thanks for having me.
All right. So give us the background here. We're going to talk about your family in just a moment, but explain to me what caused all of this controversy.
What caused all this controversy is God actually declaring something to be good and the world having a big problem with it. And our choice to simply highlight that goodness and celebrate that goodness does what it always does when light hits darkness. It causes an awful lot of conflict.
So I know a number of folks around the country have been celebrating Nuclear Family Month, a number of states, governors declaring the month of June Nuclear Family Month, really as a way to affirm traditional marriage and also to push back against what we call the alphabet activist. And I know that you guys actually offered a couple of specials that certainly riled up many in the alphabet activist community. What were some of the things that you guys have been offering married couples during the month of June?
Yeah, so we're broadly celebrating the nuclear family, but we are specifically defining the nuclear family, and this is part of what causes the conflict, of course, as one man, one woman, covenanted in marriage and receiving children into their home gladly, and so we're highlighting each of these relationships through the course of the month. Married couples received free coffee. Bring children in was last week, and get a dollar off for every child of your children that you bring in. This week it's bring in your parents and get a free donut. I would say the marriage one is definitely the most controversial one, and I don't know if it's that or just timing it right at the beginning of the month. You know, was pretty notable.
Joshua, were you surprised when you guys realized, oh, this is causing an issue? And how did you guys discover that folks were a little upset?
Well, it kind of slaps you in the face. It doesn't take a lot of discovery. We anticipated a certain degree of backlash because, again, this is just the nature of truth-telling, and Christ makes that very clear. But we did not anticipate, how broad the scale would be. And honestly, as long as it stays fairly tight and local, we have a lot of people in our community who are, fully opposed to what we are standing for. But we have neighborly relationships with them, and that can be fairly respectable. As soon as it moves broadly and outward in the social media sphere, it gets shared all over, and that's when it starts to get pretty nasty, pretty vile. And then it got picked up by some, news outlets, and so it's kind of spread, pretty rapidly from that point. But it isn't a surprise in kind, but the scope is a little surprising.
Tell me about some of the, and again, we're family-friendly radio here, but tell us about some of the threats that you guys have been getting.
A lot of profanity-laced messages and phone calls. The first few days, we were like our phone was just being endlessly called. We were trying to just block numbers. I mean, it was just like nonstop phone calls from individuals, wishing that we would be murdered like their gay friends were murdered, or that our business would just burn down, or that we would just die. Like, I mean, it was that kind of thing that we would get. A lot of that degree of stuff has damped down a bit as we've continued on. We still see on social media, just nonstop, commentary on anything that's posted or is being shared. And we're still getting plenty of messages and emails. We had to shut down our Google site. We had to shut down our Facebook review site because we were just getting, mountains of slander that were, sure. that were just kind of diluting the review process. So,
were they targeting your children at all through all of this?
Not specifically. No. I mean, they're targeting the family. I mean, they're targeting the broadly. No
right.
specific threats against our children.
I'd find this to be, it's just reprehensible, and I wish I could tell you I was surprised, but this is how the other side operates. And I think the exciting thing here is, it certainly appears, Joshua, that you and your family were not intimidated, and you guys are certainly courageous, because my understanding is you're still doing the celebration of Nuclear Family Month.
Oh, absolutely. We serve a sovereign God. This war is already won, but we're just fighting skirmishes. And the main impulse for us in doing all of this, it's pushing back against the darkness and the evil that's there. But an enormous part of this for us is merely emboldening, strengthening, encouraging other believers to do the same thing, and to do it with confidence and joy. And we're trying to fight well, graciously, lovingly, but boldly and firmly.
I love this story and this part of the story. All right, we got to talk about your family. I don't know if you realize this. You got a lot of kids. I mean, that's a lot of kids.
Yeah, we've noticed.
So tell me about the bakery. It looks like all the kids, is a whole family involved in the process?
We have 9 kids, 27 to 7, some married in there, and all are still around town. We have many that still live with us that aren't married. Others are still living in the area, and everyone is involved on some level in either the bakery or the farm that we have outside of town as well. And it's a full family operation, and that's the part of the reason we bought it, 7 years ago, is we wanted that kind of an operation for our family. So
I just love this. This is a family-owned bakery. They're in a small town in Minnesota. I'm curious, what has been the response from maybe your regular customers, Christians there around town? I have to imagine you guys have also been getting a lot of support in the position you're taking.
Yes, absolutely. And that's what I want to highlight, actually. I mean, all of the negative stuff, that so much of that's just noise. Honestly, all it takes is just hearing from one or two believers about or other people who are just saying thank you for doing this. That means so much more. And we've gotten mountains of that. And as it's gone out statewide, nationally, it's a flood. I went into the bakery this morning. We opened up on Tuesday for the week, and I had a couple of dozen phone call messages, and honestly, I was just in tears listening to from all over the country, and it is very, very heartening, and just to see the Lord work and through faithfulness and just through a simple declaration of something good that we're trying to celebrate.
Well said. Now, before we let you go, I've got to ask you, because I'm all about the baked goods here. What's the big seller there at Carl's Bakery?
Fry roll. And by fry roll, that's your glazed donuts, your apple fritters, your nutty Long Johns, your raspberry filled Bismarcks, like probably 45% of our sales across the board year after year is our fried rolls. And those are fried in lard, not seed oils. These are lard fried.
As God intended.
These are good. We get people from 2-3 hours away regularly who come out to our bakery just for the fry rolls. But we're a from scratch bakery. We make the full line of baked products. So,
well, my producer is asking a question. He said nutty Long Johns. We're not familiar with what a nutty Long John is, Joshua.
Okay. Just a rectangular donut, 2x2x6. We put some maple icing on it, and then a nutty topping on the maple icing. That's one of our biggest sellers.
I love that. All right. Joshua, look, you're getting nothing but props from our audience. I know that people are so excited. They've been reaching out, and we want to say we're praying for you guys. And I know our audience on the radio as well, they just love what you guys are doing, and we appreciate it. So you recommend Facebook real quick. Facebook is the best place to reach out to you guys.
Honestly, as we're pretty backwards. We got a little flat-footed. Our website isn't even up. So at this point, Facebook is probably the best way to to see what we're doing.
All right. There you go. Joshua Streblo, everybody, the owner of Carl's Bakery in Granite Falls, Minnesota, taking a stand for the family. And we just love standing alongside businesses that are doing that. Carl or Joshua, God bless you. God bless your family. And we'll have to drop by for some of those nutty Long Johns.
That sounds great.
All right, folks, got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. By the way, the entire family, Joshua's family, listening to the program, I know they would love to hear from you. If you want to give them a shout out, give them a word of encouragement. We'll be right back, everybody.
Did you know there's an investment account that's been around since 1888 and most people have never heard about it until recently? It's not stocks, it's not crypto, it's a trust that was created over a century ago and it's been averaging 29% returns for the past 25 years. To put that into perspective, it beat Apple, it beat Amazon, it beat Microsoft over that same period. BlackRock has over $2 billion parked here. JP Morgan, Bank of America, some of the biggest banks in the world have been quietly using this for decades, and they've never mentioned it to regular people. There are no commercials, no billboards, nothing, and literally anyone can start. You just need a few hundred dollars. There's a free video that explains exactly what it is and how to access it, and it's 100% worth your time. Go to myaccount29.com to check it out. That's myaccount, the numbers 29.com. Myaccount29.com.
All right, J.D. Vance, the vice president, going into the belly of the beast today, everybody. The vice president on The View, hanging out with the squawking magpies over there. Way too much testosterone on that show for my taste, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, the vice president talking about his new book, which is out today. And right now he's holding his own. As a matter of fact, let's play cut 26, please.
But I think everybody is welcome in our political coalition. Frankly, even if you didn't vote for us, everybody is welcome in our country, so long as you're an American citizen with the duties and the legal obligations right. and rights to be here. But let me just give you an example of this.
Yeah.
Okay, so you say that we're anti-minority or anti-black.
No, I didn't say that. I asked. See?
Well, okay, fine. Be fair. Fair.
Don't start any stuff
All
with
right,
me,
okay,
man. Don't
right.
get me in trouble.
I misinterpreted your question,
That's
but let
all right.
me answer your actual question there.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying, I think, okay, look at Washington, D.C. One of the most democratic and one of the blackest, by a share of population, blackest cities in the United States of
yeah.
America has seen a radical decrease in violent crimes and sexual assaults and in murders. We have tried to take the crime issue seriously in part because we believe everybody, whether you're black or white or rich or poor, deserves to live in a safe neighborhood.
Why does the crime, where does the crime step in? This is not about crime. This
black
is about.
Women lost their jobs.
Right. This is about, this is about.
Sonny, what you're saying is
black
we got to do more on the economy.
Black, and black history has been erased from public
spaces. Black history is not erased from public spaces.
That is true. Guys, we do
that
have to get to Iran
right.
when we get back.
Yeah,
some
but,
very
but
important
guys, yeah,
to
I'm
get
telling
to.
You, we celebrate black history. We celebrate all American history in this administration.
Can I
you guys might be skeptical of this, but I promise you it's true.
All right, there you go. The vice president there in the lion's den, the belly of the beast. Well, we've been following the developments coming out of the FBI as well as the Secret Service today. This revelation of a major terror plot that had been thwarted in Washington. I want to go right away to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Say hello to our good friend. He is the retired Brigadier General Blaine Holt. You see him all the time on Newsmax. He is the president of Factor X Research Group. General, good to have you with us today.
Great to be with you, and thanks. What an amazing thing for the FBI to have thwarted that. I am very critical of the FBI sometimes, but this you can't take away that success. This is amazing.
You know, General, when you look at the timeline here, and we're talking less than 6 days, they got wind of this, they began to investigate, and the last number I saw, at least five people arrested, 23 people in all may have been involved in this. What do you make of the domestic terror threat here in America?
Well, the domestic terror threat's going to be high But it's not just Americans. We've had 4 years of open borders. And the thing that we have to be watchful for is anytime we have operations overseas, you are especially in a heightened state of awareness about terror here back at home. But now with the millions of people that are unaccounted for, the FBI's got its hands full in tracking some of this. And some of these folks are just outright anti-Trump, anti-American anarchists. And then think about what a tough decision it is for the presidential team to look at this plot that it was uncovered and then still go forward with the event, because they're saying, well, what about the stuff that we don't know about?
It's just, again, an amazing thing that the FBI was able to get a handle on this and put a stop to it. The Secret Service as well. We understand a number of field offices around the nation. So this was sort of an all hands on deck moment. And hopefully, General, we're gonna find out more details once they begin to release that information. I want to switch gears, though, to what's happening with Iran. And I've got to get your take on what just happened to me, because I'm a big Trump guy. I've been to the White House many times, been to Mar-a-Lago, visited with the president. He's a guest on this program. But one of his advisors coming after me because I shared a Newsmax headline earlier today on X, and the headline read as follows: Trump team eyes $300 billion Iran reconstruction fund. And immediately Alex Brussowitz puts out a statement accusing me of spreading a hoax, spreading misinformation, and then wanted to know why I'm spreading lies about it, when all I told the guy, I'm like, look, if you got a problem with Newsmax, you need to take it up with those guys, not me. I just shared the story.
It's amazing the level of insecurity you get, and it's not just this administration. It's all administrations. You get lower-level staffers, and they'll see something that doesn't quite jibe with their narrative. They, you know, look, Newsmax is an independent news organization, and they call balls and strikes. I work for them. You do too. And we know them this way, but it's without fear or favor. And so if there's a $300 billion construction package going into Iran, we want to know why, what's for, who's paying for it, why are we on the hook for it, if we are, and what's it going to net us in terms of our national security. Those are normal questions. I would estimate that if you went further up the food chain and we're talking to, I don't know, a Seb Gorka or a Rick Grinnell or somebody like that, you'd get a lot more mature response going, well, yeah, it's $300 billion, but here's how it's all going to work out. And then you'd get a reasonable answer. I have seen this in Democrat and GOP administrations all the time, especially as a military officer on active duty. You'll watch them circle the wagons when simply the truth will be just fine.
But General, this is the funny part about it. We don't know what the deal is, because they haven't released any information about the memorandum of understanding, and which is not the deal. So we don't know what that is, and we don't know what the deal is.
Right. So that's my point is, instead of advancing the insecurity first, how about the answer is, yeah, there's going to be something that happens in Iran of a reconstructive nature, but we're not ready to release those details yet. But thanks for your question. the whole point, if I was advising the president and their comms team, I would just say, do everything with a measure of confidence and self-assurance. And if you look at how President Trump conducted his affairs with the press conferences in the Oval Office live in real time, he looked like a lion who was sprawled across his desk and somewhat disinterested about these Iran questions, and he answered them. And that's the type of confidence you want to exude as you're trying to get a multi-tier deal. Let's not forget there's a European element to all of this that he is working right now as you and I are talking.
Well, that's a fair point. And again, I want to go back though to the administration, because there's just something off about all of this. All of a sudden, Marco Rubio is somewhat AWOL. You don't see much of Hegseth right now. So those two, it's almost as if those two guys have just kind of backed up a little bit into the shadows. And now you have the vice president popping up. And, you know, some of the reporting is that the vice president has been one of the proponents of finding a peaceful solution to this and getting the heck out of there. I think Jared Kushner's name mentioned on that side of the aisle as well. And I'm wondering if the president's advisors here are just deeply divided on what to do and how to handle Iran.
I have heard this, and I've heard it from other directions. But I would also say this is exactly a very Trumpian thing to do, is to set up a circle of rivals and let them argue it all out in the round. And then he makes up his own mind and his own decision about what he wants to do. I did see some reporting that some administration officials will find themselves on the outs of this administration as a result of they're not playing ball. I can't believe that that would be true, that dissent on this team especially would get you your marching orders. And we're not done. This is not over. You could see the IRGC lobbing a missile at Israel, or Hezbollah doing something frightful, and now we're back to square one. So there's a lot of sausage yet to be made. I guess my stance is I'm standing back and watching all the players, and we got to let the patient get sewed up and see what we have to deal with. Hopefully we're on our way to the Abraham Accords, but I am very grateful that there's not 130,000 U.S. forces on the ground in Iran today. And I'm also grateful that there's not a 20-year war ahead of us. And I'm grateful that my grandchildren don't have to put up with the nuclear weapons threat from Iran.
And that ultimately is the bottom line when it comes to that. General Blaine Holt joining us on our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. General, I want to circle back to the Situation Room story that has really caused a lot of eyebrows to raise in our nation's capital. Somebody apparently leaking, that's the reporting of the New York Times. A couple of their folks have a book coming out. I understand that you've got sources in Washington as well. What can you tell us about this alleged leak?
All I can tell you is it's very bad, and the president will have to make a decision soon when he's presented with, and they will find out who's responsible. But in order to execute a leak of that nature with digital recordings inside the actual Situation Room, it's not a very big list, Todd. And so what we're looking at is the president will have to make a decision whether he's going to hold that person or persons accountable. But if he has to hold somebody accountable, it's going to be at a very high level. And it's not about the material. It's about we cannot have our nation's secrets being leaked out of the Situation Room, where life and death decisions, where there are no good options, are made every single day. And I believe that there's going to be some accountability that comes based on what I'm hearing.
And of course, this is the book coming out from Maggie Haberman and Jonathan Swan. So they clearly have a lot of sources. I think, what did they talk to? About 1,000 people that they talked to, interviewed for this book. But again, going back, I'm just wondering, was this done from a nefarious perspective? Did they intend to sway the president's mind about something? Or was this some sort of an accidental, just a casual thing?
I don't think it was accidental. I think, you know, and look at the history between Trump and Haberman. She's got an axe to grind with him. There's no question of that. So when we talk about all the things that have to happen, all the relationships that have to click in order to get something like that out of the Situation Room, I'm just going to tell you, if somebody tells me, oh, well, we could never find out who did it, that's crap. That's as dumb to try to buy off on as when the Roe v. Wade reversal happened and they said, oh, we'll never find out which clerk gave that away at the SCOTUS. We know. I'm certain that we know. It's, are we going to hold them accountable or not? And I'll tell you what, this country is got zero patience now for a lack of accountability out of D.C. on both sides of the aisle.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt. No doubt about that. General, we're going to have to leave it there. We always appreciate your great analysis, great sources inside and outside the Beltway. Good to see you, my friend.
My pleasure, always. Thank you.
All right. Retired Brigadier General Blaine Holt joining us here on the show. We've got to take a break. We are opening up the phone lines. I'm just curious, what advice do you give President Trump on Iran? Do you tell him to go ahead and just blow him to kingdom come? Or do we reach some sort of a deal, get the heck out of there, so inflation can come down and we can get our gas prices under control? 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starn Show. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starns Radio Show. Dylan, there's an interesting character running for the city council in Washington, D.C. I want you to take a listen to this lady's name. Got 20.
My name is Laniqua Dominique Jenkins. Yes, Laniqua Dominique is one first name. I say that
can we
because
stop there? I'm sorry. Can we stop? Can we play that? Her name is what?
My name is Laniqua Dominique Jenkins. Yes.
All right. Her name is Laniqua Dominica Jenkins. That's Dylan. That's her name.
Yeah, it actually has a hyphen in it. So,
oh, well, of course, you got to have the hyphen.
It would be a very, very long name if it didn't have that hyphen.
You got to have the hyphen. You know, my mom was thinking, you know, Todd James was, you know, that was my given name, but it was almost not my name, you know, because mom wanted to give me one of those long, memorable names as well. I would have been Lamangelo Badonka Donk Tofurky Starnes.
Wow. That really was, missed out on that.
Couldn't fit it on the birth certificate. So that
there's
was
still time. You can go and change it.
Can we go back to the, hold on, I want to go back to the bakery. The Nutty Long Johns. Have you ever heard of that?
I mean, I've heard of Long Johns. I mean, but that it, the way he described it made my mouth water. That it really sounds good.
Yeah, I've not too sure about that. And the fried something or another, fried dough or something.
Yeah.
But that sounds like a donut. I think that's what they call it, Minnesota.
Yeah. I mean, it's like still breakfast time, you could argue. So I would go for that anytime.
I'm not too sure. I want somebody from the alphabet activist community walking around talking about Nutty Long Johns.
That's fair.
I'm just going to say.
That's fair.
Just want to go on the record there.
Sure.
Give me a nice eclair. You know, I'm happy with an eclair.
I could go for an eclair.
Oh, by the way, so, you know, we got a lot of hate mail yesterday. And what did I tell you yesterday? I said, we've got to have some good mail. We have to have some, like, true fan mail and not the hate mail we got yesterday. And by golly, we got some fan mail. So I want to read some of this. This is, by the way, these are letters from Lancaster Baptist School in Lancaster, California. So thank you, young people. This is from Diana. Dear Todd, I'm glad you and your family are coming to Spiritual Leadership Conference and helping us celebrate our 40-year anniversary. I pray that you come safely and that you enjoy your stay at Lancaster Baptist Church. Thank you, Diana. Here's a letter from Aiden, who has good penmanship, by the way, Aiden. Well done. Dear Mr. Starnes, I'm excited that you are speaking for Spiritual Leadership Conference this year. I look forward to the event. I remember when you came and spoke for us earlier and was blessed from your message. Nobody fell asleep, and they actually applauded. I'll be praying for you and hope you are just as excited as I am. I am excited, Aiden. Thank you for that. And here's something from Leah. Thank you for taking time to come and speak at our Spiritual Leadership Conference, even though you most likely have a very busy schedule. I'll be praying for you, for your safety as you travel, and also for your message. Well, Leah, thank you so much for that lovely message. Dylan, we also got some hate. I can't read the hate mail. Here's the problem with the hate mail we got. It was pretty direct, but the problem is we can't read any of it on the radio.
I would have to bleep you several times.
Including the salutation. I mean, that's how bad it is.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you should have started out with a bad and then end with a good, but, you know.
I think there are only five words in the entire message, including the subject line, which we definitely can't talk about.
No.
I'm just saying. You got to put a few niceties in there before you get to the, you know, the actual slam. That's all I'm talking about. All right, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we love getting emails and messages or including, and this came by way of the United States Postal Service. So thank you so much, Lancaster Baptist Church students and their Christian school. And gosh, that's coming up in September. We're going to have a lot of fun there in Southern California. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, just a reminder, the big book coming out August 11th, it'll be in bookstores around the nation. We're going to be doing a big book tour. I will tell you that we already have like five or six events just in California, from San Francisco all the way down to Southern California. So we're really excited about getting out and meeting a lot of our listeners around the nation. But I want you to pre-order a copy of the book, and you can do that by going to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, wherever you buy your books online, and you can pre-order a copy of The Golden Age, How Trump Saved America. Again, The Golden Age, How Trump Saved America. You know, forget that. Don't order one. Get two, three, four, get five. Five copies. I think that's pretty good. But we want to make sure we have plenty of copies on opening day of book sales. Last time we had a book, we sold out on day one. So we don't want to have that happen again. All right. Hang tight, everybody. Hour two of the big show coming up. You're not going to believe what Major League Baseball is doing. We'll tell you all about it. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Live from the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Stern.
That's right. I love this American ride.
Yeah, well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Stern's Radio Show. What an honor to have you with us today, border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. We have a terrific show lined up for you today. By the way, ToddStearns.com is our website. We have a lot of great content for you there, including a couple of freebies. Our free newsletter, it comes out every single morning, 7 o'clock Eastern, and it's loaded with exclusive content, exclusive stories just for you. Again, free of charge. Also, our daily podcast. You get all 3 hours of the Todd Stearns Radio Show. You can go back, listen to our interviews, listen to our conversations. And you can do that by simply going to ToddStearns.com. You'll find all the links there. We make it super simple for you. Well, one of our top stories, trending stories on ToddStearns.com today, Major League Baseball now warning Christian players not to put Bible verses on their ball caps. So during Pride Month, a lot of the baseball teams around the country are forcing their players to wear Pride propaganda, whether it be special uniforms or ball caps. And in the case of the San Francisco Giants, well, they made the players wear Pride ball caps. Well, it turns out some of the Christian players actually wrote Bible verses on their ball caps. And as a result of that, Major League Baseball has now stepped in and they're warning the players they could be subjected to fines. Well, I could not think of a better person to talk about this than our good friend. We're calling him America's history teacher, Gabriel Delaney, who is actually in real life a high school history teacher. We've had him on our Newsmax show, and of course, he's a great student or great teacher, rather, at Franklin Road Christian School in Tennessee. Gabriel, good to have you. We gave you a battlefield promotion, Gabriel.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, look, I want to get your take here because I know you're a big sports guy. I know you're like on the basketball side, but when you heard about what was happening with Major League Baseball, what do you make of that?
I think that it's pretty interesting to see what's happening in Major League Baseball right now. It's interesting to me that this religion of the LGBTQ movement is being, you know, pushed and propagated over the religion that built America, and that is Christianity. It's interesting that they would lean so far one way as saying, well, you have to wear this pride hat, but you can't write any Bible verses on it. So it's just interesting to see the dynamic there of them pushing so hard for this one religion type over Christianity, which is obviously the religion of our founding.
I just don't get it, Gabriel. Again, what does any of that have to do with actually playing baseball or running track and field or playing basketball?
Yeah, I mean, it has absolutely nothing to do with actually playing baseball. They're trying to pander to a specific crowd, build up their social credit, I believe some people call it. We even saw an instance like this in the NBA recently. I don't know if you're familiar with Jaden Ivey with the Chicago Bulls. He came out against Pride Month and he ended up getting fired for conduct detrimental to the locker room. So Christians all over America and all these professional sports leagues are being penalized and punished for standing up for what is right. And that is God's word. That is Christian morality. That is what God has prescribed for us through scripture.
And you know, it just seems to me there's so much in the culture right now, and people, you know, they go to the movies to escape. And they go to a sporting event, whether it's a baseball game or the NBA finals, if they have, you know, $8,000 a ticket. They go there to escape from all of this, and yet then they show up at the stadium or the arena, and it's just shoved right down their throats. And people wonder why families don't want to bring their kids out to the ballpark anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely, they are definitely have removed themselves from the American conscious. I was reading a report that said 63% of Americans still consider themselves a Christian. So that's well over the majority, yet the loudest people are those from the other side. I like to think of the Christians as like a silenced majority. Because there's more Christians than anyone else, they have to try to silence, they have to try to downplay any sort of Christian heritage or Christian virtues or Christian morality, and elevate on the other side the LGBTQ or the wokeness or the other side of the aisle. So because there are so many Christians, they have to try to cram this down your throat at every possible opportunity through your entertainment, because that's where people, like you said, go to escape, and that's the easiest place to influence somebody.
America's history teacher, Gabriel Delaney, he teaches at Franklin Road Christian School in Middle Tennessee. You know, Gabriel, we've been watching another big sports story unfold. Well, first of all, the UFC fight night, and I don't know if are you like a big mixed martial arts guy? Are you a fighter?
Yes, I stayed up super late my time to watch that. One of the best sporting events of my life. I will never forget that for sure.
You know, look, it was a long night for a lot of people. I was just mesmerized by it, and I was really impressed with a lot of the guys getting up there and just, you know, using their platform to thank God for, I guess, beating the living daylights out of somebody. But that's really an American – it's an American thing, and it's an American moment.
Yeah,
it was pretty intense.
Sure. Yeah, it was awesome. I loved the UFC fight night. I think it was amazing. I loved that. No offense to any other countries, but I loved that the Americans were able to win, especially that championship fight with Justin Gaethje. But I do think that it was an awesome night and a great way to show how much better America is. Like, America is a great country, and every chance we get to show the world how awesome we are, I think we should take advantage of that.
And look, this is a great segue, because I'm not a big World Cup guy. You know, I think football is football, not soccer. But I respect it. I do. I don't understand why it takes 7 hours to get to a 0-0 tie. I wish I understood that, Gabriel. But that aside, seeing all these international folks coming here and like loving our country, you know, the guy coming in and, you know, looking at Buc-ee's for the first time or eating at Whataburger, what a great country we live in.
We do genuinely live in a great country. And I'll admit, when I walk into Buc-ee's, I'm pretty amazed every single time I go in there as well. It's a pretty amazing place. But America truly is a great country. We are unique. This is something that I try to instill into my history students, the idea of American exceptionalism. Like, we are an exceptionally unique country. And a lot of that is due to the fact that in God we trust, right? We have this Christian heritage that we've built off of. And hopefully we as Americans can hold on tighter to that and not try to diffuse and become more like every other country, but let's stay what makes us unique as America.
Look, I think that's really a great way to look at it, and I'm glad that you're teaching your students that. And I think, again, when you look at these Europeans especially, they're coming over here, and they just seem genuinely surprised, and especially in the southern states where the hospitality is off the charts. You know, you say howdy to somebody in the South, they're going to be feeding you by the time it's all over with. And Gabriel, I got to thinking about that, and I'm wondering if really the only thing they know about America is really what they're watching on maybe a CNN or an MS Now or maybe reading in the New York Times. They would think they were coming to some sort of, I don't know, a third world dystopian, you know, hellhole, and then they show up and it's like the promised land.
Yeah, I mean, like I said a minute ago, the Christians seem to be the silent majority. So the louder voices are definitely those that are pushing the narrative that America's awful, America's trash, America's bad, America's this, and America's that. That's definitely the loudest group. And if you're from another country, you don't actually see the grassroots America. I could definitely see how you'd have a kind of skewed version of what America truly actually is. And I'm thankful that we're able to host these. We're hosting the World Cup this year, but we're also hosting the Olympics soon. And we're going to really be able to show the world, like, hey, look how great America is. Look how great our country truly has been for the last 250 years of our existence.
Dylan, I am sending you some audio. Let me know when we get this ready. We'll play it for Gabriel. Gabriel, before we let you go, again, not only do you teach history, but you're also a basketball guy. So are these like, you guys have what, wall-to-wall basketball camps this summer? A lot of stuff going on?
We have a ton of basketball. I have two or three practices a week. We got camps and games and, yep, full schedule.
Well, I have no doubt we're going to get you on. You're going to be with us on our book special. We're doing a one-hour TV special about the book. And one of the reasons why you're going to be on it is, like, you're an entire chapter of the book. Are you aware of this? You've got, like, prime real estate in the golden age.
Yes, sir. I'm super excited to be a part of this project.
Good. We certainly expect your family to purchase multiple copies of the book. Christmas presents, Easter, yep. Birthdays.
Yes, sir. We got a big family, so we'll make plenty of purchases.
I love it. Dylan, do we have this ready to go? All right. So, Gabriel, to your point, this is a French guy, and I'm not real keen on the French. I have issues. But this guy, I love this guy. He walks into a Buc-ee's, and it's a little hard to understand because he's got the accent. But let's take a listen to the French guy walking into Buc-ee's.
I saw the end of the world in the U.S., and it's called Buc-ee's. They say it's a gas station, but that's a lie. A gas station has a sad sandwich and a coffee machine that never works. This place has 120 pumps. 120. Why? Are you refueling the U.S. Air Force? Are you preparing for an alien invasion? That's terrifying. And the mascot is a beaver in a baseball cap. I saw grown men taking photos with a statue of a rodent. In France, we have revolutions. In the U.S., you bow down to a squirrel on steroids. And inside, the A man with a knife screaming, fresh brisket on the board. Sir, calm down, I just want a sparkling water, don't kill me. But I have a problem, I wanted to hate it. I wanted to be the superior Frenchman snob. But then I ate the beaver nuggets. I don't know what is in them. I think it's sugar, butter and pure methamphetamine. I ate one, then I had the whole bag in the parking lot like a wild animal. And the toilets, I have to admit it, but they are nicer than my apartment. You could eat the brisket off the floor in the bathroom. It's cleaner than the hospital. So I have failed. I came to judge and I stayed for the snacks. I don't have the hat, but in my heart, I am wearing the hat. God bless the beaver.
God bless the beaver.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Dylan, did you hear what he said about the beaver nuggets? Because you guys, whenever I go out, Gabriel, the staff makes me bring back the beaver nuggets. And what do you say? Yeah. Butter, sugar, and methamphetamines.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty accurate.
Yeah, they're definitely a must, for sure.
You know, we should have asked the guy at the – we interviewed a guy at a Christian bakery in Minnesota who's selling something called Nutty Long Johns. You ever come across any of those in your basketball travels?
I don't think I have.
I'm not sure that's a real thing. We're going to get to the bottom of that. Anyway, God bless the beaver, as the Frenchman said. Gabriel Delaney, thank you for weighing in, and thanks for teaching the next generation of American patriots.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
All right. There you go. You call it the beaver a rodent? People are getting their pictures made with a giant rodent.
We worship the squirrel and the rodent. Yes.
I love these people. By the way, these are the kinds of immigrants that we want, right? The ones that are coming here and loving America.
They can appreciate Buc-ee's. That's what we want.
You know, maybe we need to redo the citizenship test.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what we need to do.
Just come to the South. Well, you know, you'll find out a lot.
We'll get this country's immigration issues fixed up real quick. All right, we've got to take a quick break here, folks. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. Again, that's 901-260-5926. A lot of folks trying to lose weight this summer, and it's tough. It's tough. You've tried all sorts of things. I got to tell you about Calitrin, which is what I've been taking. I take one pill every night before I go to bed. This is all natural, no stimulants, all natural. And I got to tell you, it is working for me, and I am thankful for it. And I want you to check them out. You don't got to spend the summer hiding. No, it's called the Don't Hide This Summer event. You're going to get $40 off a proven 90-day supply at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com, toploss.com. Get Calitrin. Folks, I've been taking it, and it's working. You can also give them a call, 1-800-325-4366. Again, 1-800-325-4366, or go to toploss.com. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. By the way, Dylan, oh, you're a big basketball guy. Delaney is a huge basketball. Not only is he coaching, but he played in college. Just a great basketball player.
That's pretty impressive.
The Delaney boys.
He can do it all.
West Coast Baptist College. Yeah, great folks. So there's an interesting story here that caught my attention, and I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this. It's from Cornell University. So there is, you know, in the summertime, students apply for internships, and we have a number of students that apply here on occasion. And it was funny, Dylan, a couple of times, we've had students that met all of our criteria, and this happened twice over the past couple of years, where we've offered a student an internship, and both times these students came back and said, yeah, there's no way that we would ever work for you. We did our research. We understand that you guys are conservative or you're Christian, and we don't want to have anything to do with that. I'm like, okay, great, no problem. Just, you know, into the circular file you go, and that's it. There was a kid at Liberty University once. I'll never forget this. They invited me to come up. The journalism folks invited me to come up, and I spoke to, there's some 7,500 kids. And it was just a Q&A, what's it like to work in, you know, in the media and how to get an internship. So this one kid said that he really wanted to work in national media, and he wanted to get an internship. And I said, well, yeah, we've got a great program at Fox News, a great internship program. And we really did at the time have a great internship program at Fox News. The kid says, yeah, I don't want to work there. I want to work for MSNBC. And I said, you're talking to the wrong dude, pal. Good luck to you.
Yeah, just a little bit.
So that brings me to Cornell University. A kid by the name of Austin Franco. He was offered an internship with a startup. The co-founders are Jewish. And apparently the kid did his research and found out they were Jewish, and he turned them down. He sent them an email and said, I'm not going to – this is terrible. I'm going to read this. Not interested in working for a Jew. That's what the student wrote, and that was it. But it wasn't it, because then the owners of the company – shared the message on their socials. Now, they tried to hide or cover the kid's name, but it didn't take very long for people to figure out who the kid was. And so now the kid is being doxxed all over the country. And someone from the Justice Department said they're going to do their best to make sure this kid never finds gainful employment in America. A Fox News host is demanding this 19-year-old kid be ruined for the rest of his life, because he sent in a private message that he was not interested in working for a Jew. And I'm wondering, is that the death penalty in America now? Is that what we're saying? You know, it used to be the N-word. If a white kid, you know, rapped the N-word, their life was ruined forever. So now are you telling me that this kid was what? I mean, look, that's what he said. It was stupid. I don't agree with it, but that was his opinion. So I'm wondering if that, and by the way, the university is now investigating the kid. I mean, he could be brought up on hate crime charges because he said he did not want to work for a Jew. I'm sorry, but is that not his right as an American citizen, ladies and gentlemen? You know, when I had those interns that applied and they said horrible things about us, did I go on the radio and give you their names and emails and telephone? No. Why would I do something like that? And by the way, this is a stupid kid, 19 years old. What do they know? They know nothing, except our attorney, and he's great. But again, I'm just wondering, folks, should this kid lose his life because of what he said? 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. And again, this rather odd story of a 19-year-old Cornell University student who sent a note to a prospective employer saying that he did not want to work for Jews. And now this young man, his information has been doxxed. He's coming under fire from pretty much the entire conservative media who say this guy should be destroyed. Here is Fox News Channel's Emily Campagno. She's a 46-year-old woman, and she is demanding this 19-year-old college kid have his life ruined forever. Take a listen.
Einhorn, one of those owners of that company, Emily, that we just watched, he said, I felt bad exposing him because I thought he could have made a mistake, and he really doesn't believe that wholeheartedly. I'm glad we know this individual's name. I'm glad he was exposed.
Indeed, and the brothers are so generous and graceful, certainly more than I am, because I do want his life to be ruined. I agree with you. It is a permissive structure. And parents, what are your children putting out there? What are the people that have been in your household putting out there online and to their friends? What has been fomented? Because clearly there is a disconnect. Somehow this person learned that there is an audacity that you can have with this anti-Semitism. That's what I found so shocking. Guy and I toured Poland together last May, and I whenever I see things like this, it harkens me back to our trip, where apparently there's been no evolution since World War II. That deep-seated cultural hatred that's been allowed, that's been fostered, has somehow reignited here among the youth. And it is sickening. Cornell needs to take greater steps. So do parents. So do online forums. And somehow, this 65-pound vessel of hatred needs to know that not only is this not okay, but it's not acceptable socially, because clearly online and among those kid groups, I keep saying kid, among the youth, they have learned that it's okay, that it's right to have this anti-Semitism. It felt sickening for me to just quote him, by the way, to just say those words, quoting him, felt sick.
All right, there you have it. Also, you've got a member of the Justice Department saying that he's going to make sure that Leo Terrell, who used to be another Fox guy as well, Leo Terrell is out there saying he's going to make sure that this kid, 19 years old, never gets a job. So I might just think about this for a minute. Just think back to when you were 19. You probably did some stupid stuff. I mean, I don't know what you guys, whatever music you listen to, or maybe whatever messages you might be sending people, boyfriends and girlfriends or whatnot, you're probably doing a lot of stupid stuff. Because guess what? That's what young people do. They do stupid stuff. But what this young man said in a private message to the employers, did the employers do the right thing here by doxing this kid? Do you agree with Fox News that this kid should pretty much lose his life, lose his livelihood, whatever he wants to do? And I don't know where, I mean, what do they want the kid to do? You know, they don't want the kid to get a job. They want his life ruined. What's he supposed to do? 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This one bothers me because now the conservatives are in the cancel culture mode. I mean, how many times did we hear stories over the years about these white kids, and they'd be going to, I don't know, a pool party, and somebody would be playing the rap music. And Dylan, that is what they still call it, right?
The rap music?
I feel very old saying that. They play the rap.
Those kids.
The hip-hop.
My front lawn. Yeah, the rap music sounds pretty good.
So, I mean, so should those kids, and inevitably they'd be singing along to the lyrics, you know, and then all of a sudden they say a word that the rapper is whatever rapping, and they get in trouble for it. And we've seen this over and over and over again. One of my favorites was, what was it, this big concert? I forget who it was. And one of the artists pulled somebody up on the stage, some poor unsuspecting white person. So always those idiot white people. And they pull them up on the stage, and they're singing along. I mean, this isn't the concert. And I don't know what they rap about. Lots of things we can't talk about on the radio, I'm fairly certain. So anyway, they're up there in front of the whole concert. It is a massive venue. And the person's really getting into it, you know, and they're just rapping right alongside. And all of a sudden, they rap the word and you could hear a pin drop. It was over.
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes. You ever see Tommy Boy?
No, I never have.
Dylan, our nation's education system, they're failing you people. They're failing you.
We didn't watch things in school.
So Tommy Boy, it's Chris Farley, one of the great comedians of all time. And many of you will remember this scene where I guess Tommy Boy is up and he's speaking to some sort of a, was a black group, and he was really resonating with it. And he's just got him right with him until he says, "Kill Whitey," and then the crowd just wait. What? Dylan, find that audio. Tommy Boy, Kill Whitey. Just do a YouTube Google search. But all I'm saying is that you do stuff when you're stupid, that young. And look, I don't know this kid. I don't know his heart. I don't know if he's a Jew hater or not. He said that he had had very bad experiences working with and dealing with Jews in the past. I mean, he was trying to explain it all. I'm not sure he helped his case at all. But again, are we at a point now in American history where Fox News Channel is going to determine, okay, if you say something that you don't like about a Jewish person, does that make you an anti-Semite? And does that mean that you have to be ostracized from society? Because that's what the other side is doing to the Christians. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Curious to hear your thoughts on that. Oh, a couple of days ago, and there's a reason why I don't talk about these stories right away, because you've got to wait and you've got to let this stuff sort of play out. So a couple of days ago, there's a big story about a cross burning in a park. And everybody said, oh, the KKK is back. Many people wondered if the Southern Poverty Law Center might have possibly, I don't know, paid for the cross burning. Turns out they did not. Because it turns out that it was not a person of the MAGA world who did this. It was not a person of the Christian faith who did this. It turns out a gay socialist Asian dude created the cross, put a MAGA hat on top, and then set the whole thing on fire. And so one of the local TV stations actually interviewed the gay socialist Asian dude who goes by the name Merlin Liu. Take a listen.
I don't want to wait until he may or may not get impeached. I want him gone right now.
On that video, are you threatening him?
No.
You think he should be brought to an end.
I said he deserves to stand trial to the American people. Some paraphrase, I guess. But
I think you use the word end.
That's what I mean by end. I mean by end, I don't mean like a civil war, if that is the imagery that you're trying to imagine.
Liu says he built this cross after carrying wooden slats from his near West Side apartment to Grant Park last Tuesday afternoon. He showed the red ball cap that he put on the top beam and used lighter fluid and toilet paper to get it all going.
I put a red hat to signify the MAGA hat, the Make America Great Again hat. So that was that's what I tied on top.
So that's not visible in the one video that was taken by a motorist.
Liu says he was protesting what he calls MAGA Christian nationalist supporters and the Trump administration ruling class.
You're just scamming people. We're just scamming out of money, right? And I think that's a great reflection of how this country works right now.
So there you go, folks. It's always the gay Asian socialists that are out there burning crosses in America, for crying out loud. Dylan, did you find it?
I did find it, yes.
Isn't it? It's a funny segment.
It's very funny.
The whole that whole movie is one of my favorites. It's right up there with Talladega Nights, Anchorman.
Wow. That's pretty high praise.
Oh, any movie with Chris Farley in it, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, we need to give Dylan, and maybe this is something we should do. We can always call an audible. What are some good movies that Dylan needs to see? I mean, anything with Clint Eastwood and Steve McQueen. What about John Wayne? You ever read any John Wayne movies?
No, haven't checked those out. I'm more like early 2000s. Most of the action movies in that, you know.
What are you, a communist or something? I like John Wayne. So, ladies and gentlemen, we need to give Dylan some good. But please tell me you've seen Spaceballs.
Oh, I love Spaceballs.
All right, we got Spaceballs. Yep. All right, that's good. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's take a listen to Tommy Boy.
You gotta fight for your right to vote. That's one small step for man, one giant. I have a dream. To the people!
mic.
Hey, fellas! Yeah. Kill Whitey!
No!
Great movie. What about Blazing Saddles? Have you seen Blazing Saddles?
Seen Blades of Glory.
No, that's a... Actually, Blades of Glory is great, but it is no Blazing Saddles. Okay. All right, we're going to take a break here. If you have some movie recommendations for Dylan, what does he need to be a well-rounded, patriotic American? What are some of those movies he needs to be watching? 901-260-5926. This segment brought to you by our friends at Newsmax. 70 million Americans are now collecting Social Security benefits, and a new study found that 70% are not getting the full benefits they deserve. Well, Social Security expert Michael Allen has five key strategies to help you increase your benefits by as much as $188,000 over a lifetime. And we want to give you this special report. All you need to do is call 800-999-9690. That's 1-800-999-9690. We will text all of the information to you right away. Text and data rates may apply. All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Let's go to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. Jeff in Pittsburgh. Jeff, what movies do you recommend Dylan watching?
Thank you, Todd, for taking my call. There's so many. This is a first-time caller. I would say, reiterate what you said, The Blazing Saddles is a classic. Mel Brooks movies, History of the World Part 1 is one of my all-time favorite.
Great movie.
He needs to watch that. Yes, I love it. Another one I was thinking of, Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I don't know if he's seen that, but it's a classic.
Dylan,
love Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
So you've seen Ferris.
That is a comfort movie. Good. Yeah, that's a good one.
Good. So hope we have hope.
I could watch that so many times. And then also, of course, I've probably seen it no less than 1,000 times. National Lampoon's The Original Vacation, the first one, even the European Vacation too. So it's just a little movie to keep them busy. And again, Todd, I love your show. I love listening on the app. Thank God for the app because your show is educational and funny at the same time. Thank you very much.
Jeff, well, I appreciate that. And let me say this about National Lampoon and the Family Vacation. The one in Vegas was pretty darn funny, too.
Oh, it was.
Did you ever notice, though, they always swapped out the kids. There was always a new Rusty. I never understood that.
The new Rusty, and also I think they swapped out the daughter also.
That's true. It's kind of like on Bewitched. You wake up one day, you got a new Darren. It's like, what happened to the old Darren?
You know what? I don't know how old Dylan is, but my niece is 26 years old, and she's seen all the movies from the 70s and 80s that she loves. So he needs to catch up. So, I mean, just because he's young doesn't mean he needs to catch up on some of that top-quality movies. Especially from the 80s, our generation. I'm not much younger than you.
I just turned 27, so now I feel even worse that I don't know these movies. So I literally have my notes app out right now, and I'm getting all these down. So I appreciate
He's jotting them down. Yeah. Jeff. All right, Jeff. Look, well done, first-time caller, Jeff.
Thank you very much, Todd. And really, like I said, I really enjoy your take on the issues, and thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you for calling in, Jeff. See how easy it is, ladies and gentlemen. Just give us a call, 901-260-5926. Let's say hello to Joe in Texas City, Texas, listening to us on Patriot Talk 920. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind?
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. Thanks for still being alive. You better take care of your damn health.
I'm working on it. They got me exercising. It's killing me, Joe, in a good way.
Well, I'm 58 too, so I was like, damn it, that ain't funny.
No, it's not. No, trust me, I know.
did you still want to comment on that dude who didn't want a job because of that certain issue? Or
yeah, I would be curious. Yeah, I am curious here. My thing is, it was done in private, and I just feel like that's how it should have remained. I mean, if the guy's doing it in public, okay, yeah, it's fair game.
Yeah, I agree with you. And so he did it in private. Somehow it became public. But I don't think he's going to have a terribly hard time getting a job, sadly. I don't agree with his position.
I don't either.
I don't think he's going to have a terribly hard time getting a job now. And then I was thinking, I'm definitely not a lawyer, but if for some reason he did, you know, maybe he could have some kind of defamation suit or something like that.
Yeah.
But he's going to get a job in this world we live in. On a lighter note, and Dylan, I hate to say this, but you're at the prime of your life at 27. So, you know, if you were going to go into any kind of fighting, not now, well, it's not too late. But
it's all downhill from here, pal.
I didn't want to say that.
Wow, very hopeful.
However, you know, physically, however, you're as dialed in as you're going to be. So hopefully your wife's not listening.
But, Joe, you're a bowl full of roses today, my friend.
That's definitely high praise.
All right, we've got about 45 seconds. What's your movie suggestion?
I'm not going to insult Dylan by suggesting that maybe he's not seen Die Hard. I don't even want to know the answer to that, but I'm not going to pretend to
think the best Christmas movie that's out there.
Exactly. So, but I think if I had to pick a Die Hard, and I haven't watched them all lately, but my favorite one is Live Free or Die Hard at this second. So if you haven't made it to that one, I would jump to it and watch it because it's a hoot.
It's not Christmas without watching Die Hard. I mean, that's just the reality.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm right there with you.
Joe, great call, my friend. You give us a holler back. And thank you for listening to Patriot Talk 920. Guys, don't go anywhere. We got Roberto in Memphis, Ed in Nevada, Bob in Florida, Robert in North Carolina. Lines open. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. And hello, everybody. Welcome to Hour 3 of the Big Show. I am your host, Todd Starnes. Great to have you with us today. Our telephone number, if you'd like to weigh in, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Now, a lot of folks are wanting to weigh in. Poor Dylan has not seen great classic movies like Tommy Boy. So a lot of you folks have been phoning in and offering suggestions. By the way, the Shanklins, our good buddy Paul Angie Shanklin, say must-see John Wayne movies, The Searchers, True Grit, The Cowboys, and maybe The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. Also, Shanklin writes in and says, great Robert Duvall movie, Utopia, Get Low, 7 Days in Utopia, The Apostle, which is an amazing movie, and Tender Mercy. So those are good ideas. Real quick, let's go to the phones here. We're going to try to work in a lot of calls this segment. Let's go to Roberto in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Roberto, what's your suggestion?
Todd, I'm going to a completely different era. If Dylan wants to learn about power and politics and what it can do to men, I'm talking about A Face in the Crowd and On the Waterfront.
Oh, wow.
Those are from a completely different era, but if you want to know about power and corruption and what greed can do to men, which if Dylan's at all a political animal, which working for your show I would imagine he is, there must be, especially for a young man.
All right, thanks, give it. Yeah, Roberto, go ahead.
Just those two, A Face in the Crowd and On the Waterfront.
A Face in the Crowd and On the Waterfront. Got it. Roberto, those are great, great suggestions. Thank you for calling in and thank you for listening. You know, I want to go to our Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, and we have to get this guy's opinion. I mean, he's the smartest person I know. Our good friend, Dr. Ben Carson, is joining us today. Dr. Carson, before we get to what we're talking about, we're trying to help Dylan out. We're, you know, I don't know what they're doing in the schools. They're just not educating the kids on all the great movies. Got any recommendations?
I have a great recommendation, particularly for the young people. It's called Star Spangled Adventures. And it debuted this past weekend at the Trump Kennedy Center. Extremely good movie, going through the 250-year history of our country in 90 minutes in a very fun and informative way.
Well, it is a great movie, and that's why we brought you on today to talk about the movie. Of course, Dr. Carson is the founder and chairman of the American Cornerstone Institute and premiering an incredible new family-friendly movie called Star-Spangled Adventures, the movie. What was that experience like, first of all, you know, putting such an incredible project together? And this is an animated film as well, is that right?
This is an animated film. It has a lot of voice actors in it that you might know, like Pat Boone, Rob Snyder, John Snyder, Kirk Cameron, Dr. Alveda King, Gary Sinise, Kevin Sorbo, Rich Little, who can imitate any voice. And it's extremely well done. But the key is helping our young people to know what our real history is, because there is an attempt, it seems, to make our young people think that America is evil, has an evil past. Every society has good and bad. And we teach the children the good, the bad, and the ugly. But fortunately for us, there's a heck of a lot more good than there is bad and evil. And they need to know that, because if they don't understand our history, they become very easy targets for those who are attempting to alter our country.
Dr. Carson, I'm a big book nerd, and I love going to our local independent bookstore here in Memphis where I live. And one day I was just kind of curious what the books they had in the children's section. And they had little storybooks about Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Kamala Harris. I didn't see any books about any, you know, conservative political figures for children like Ronald Reagan or Clarence Thomas or Justice Alito for that matter.
Yes, that's not surprising, and because there's so many people who've been caught up in Marxist ideology, and the last thing they want people to know about is the truth, because they can't manipulate them if they know the truth.
Well, I have to imagine that, you know, and the point being that movies like Star Spangled Adventures, they're filling a much needed void for families that are wanting to expose their kids to products and projects that are going to teach their kids about America.
Absolutely. And we've gone through great pains to make sure that it's easily available. So all you have to do is go to starspangledadventures.com and you can see it free of charge. Everything we do at Little Patriots Learning is free of charge.
Well, it had to have been a wonderful scene there at the Kennedy Center for the red carpet event. And what's been the response thus far from the film?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I hope they can get over all the political stuff and actually get the Kennedy Center straightened up again, because there's a lot of infrastructure problems.
You know, this is what bothers me about that whole thing, Dr. Carson, and we're so honored to have Dr. Ben Carson with us from American Cornerstone Institute. You know, there have been so many presidents. The Kennedy Center has been in need of repairs for decades, and every single president, Republican and Democrat, they've taken a pass. They've kicked the can down the road. Along comes Donald Trump, and he says, you know what, we're going to fix this. And instead of the arts community applauding, they attack Donald Trump. It makes no sense to me.
Well, you know, basically what we're dealing with is common sense versus craziness. And it's very hard to explain craziness if you're not crazy.
Well, Point well taken. Point well taken. Well, Dr. Carson, again, what is the long-term goal here? I mean, you guys have a great website. You put out this film. What do you hope that families come away with when they watch the film?
I hope they come away with the understanding that this is an amazing country that we live in, and the freedoms that we have are greater than they are anywhere else in the world. You know, my wife and I have traveled to 68 countries. We'll be 69 next month. And there is no place that even comes close to the freedoms that we have. But a lot of people don't realize what we went through in order to have that, starting with the Revolutionary War and going through, you know, some of the other wars, World War I, World War II, the Civil Rights Movement, slavery, the whole thing. And having documents, our Declaration of Independence, our Constitution, which have guided us through all of those difficulties and maintained what the founders originally envisioned for 250 years. Nobody else has done that. And I want it to last for another 250 years, but it won't unless our people understand who we are and what has been sacrificed in order to give them this wonderful country.
Dr. Carson, I could not have said it better, and we're just so excited for this great, great adventure that you guys have launched for children. Again, folks, you can check it out free of charge, Star Spangled Adventures, the movie, brought to you by our good friend, Dr. Ben Carson. Dr. Carson, thank you and congratulations on the big movie launch.
Thank you so much. Thanks for being a patriot.
All right, folks, got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to your calls, and it is a movie-themed hour. So if you've got a suggestion for Dylan, we're putting together a list of must-see movies. And it doesn't matter if they're from, like, modern day. I think the best movies were made back in the 50s, 60s, and the 70s. We'll throw in the 80s as well. But give us a call, 901-260-5926. Going to your calls, coming up next. All right, welcome back. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Let's go to the phone lines. Ed in Ely, Nevada, listening to us on KELY, has a movie suggestion for Dylan. All right, Ed, what you got for us?
Well, I've got a couple of different John Wayne movies. He needs to see Hatari, and he needs to see North to Alaska.
Oh, that's a good one. I haven't seen that movie in ages.
And if he liked the Bourne franchise, there's a newer one out. It came out through Netflix. It's called The Gray Man. I love that movie.
So
Ryan Gosling.
Yes. So The Gray Man, I think they're coming out with more movies around that particular character. You're right. It was Ryan Gosling who starred in the Netflix edition.
Yeah. I loved that movie. Well done, tight, I thought.
By the way, Ed, the author of that series actually lives here in Memphis, has been on the show a time or two, Mark Graney, one of the great, correct me if I'm wrong here. I believe that Graney also wrote a lot of the Tom Clancy books at some time.
Hey, that I'm not really certain of, but I wouldn't doubt it because I love his stuff.
Yeah. Well, Graney is a great, great guy and grew up in Memphis. His dad was so well known at WMC-TV. Here in Memphis as well. But he did, yeah, he worked with Tom Clancy on a number of his books. He had been a fan for years and started back with the Patriot game. So a good guy right here in Memphis, Tennessee.
Excellent.
All right, Ed, thank you so much for the suggestion there. Let's go to Robert in North Carolina. Robert, what's your movie suggestion?
Hey, I'm a first-time caller. I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Well, they're from the 70s. One I don't know if you ever heard of, and I can't tell you any actors. It's called They Call Me Trinity. It's an old slapstick comedy from the 70s.
So, and it's called They Call Me Trinity. I've never heard of that one.
Yes, it's about the same comedy as what Blazing Saddle is.
Oh,
and it's very funny.
Blazing
Saddle. I would check that out.
I just love that movie.
And you can't go wrong with Clint Eastwood in any which way but loose.
That is a fine, fine movie. Robert, a couple of weeks ago, I was just in a mood, and I ended up watching Dirty Harry movies, just a marathon of Dirty Harry movies. And I'm a huge Clint Eastwood fan.
Yeah, just like you can't go wrong with Flags of Our Fathers.
You know, I did not see that movie.
Well, it's a good director from, you know, Clint Eastwood directed it, and it's very, very good.
I did see, Robert, did you ever see Gran Torino?
Yes, I have.
Man, that is really one of his better, you know, it's one of those things I won't watch it again, but it was just so well done, and Eastwood was, he really delivered a great performance in that film.
Yeah, and you know, it's inspirational. Just like if you watch The Sands of Iwo Jima, you know, you get very motivated and inspired by watching, you know, that movie.
Good point. Robert, you did a great job as a first-time caller.
Thank you, sir.
All right, give us a holler back. Don't be a stranger. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, Dylan, remember we told you about the cross burning in Chicago, and they said, oh, it's the Klan. It turned out to be the gay Asian socialist dude. The mayor was asked about that. Mayor Brandon Johnson was asked about the cross burning just a little while ago. We'll get to that in just a moment. In the meantime, let's go to Mike in Memphis. Mike, what's your movie suggestion?
Hey, Grady, Todd. The original version of Dances with Wolves, where it's got the scene after the buffalo hunt where they're discussing about the lieutenant's hat, and they go to the old chief and they say, what do you say to try to solve the matter? And the old chief, this is very important, he says, who am I to say which way a man should go? It's up to him to do the right thing. He knows which way to go. And ultimately, it's the epitome of what it means to be an American. We are self-sought. We're sovereign individuals, and we're not supposed to have rulers. We're supposed to do what's right because it's expected. And this is a scene that was cut, the original version. If you can find it, watch it.
Got it. The original cut of Dances with Wolves. Mike, thank you for that suggestion. You know, the American Film Institute, Dylan, they actually did a big list of the greatest American movies of all time. Citizen Kane. Have you seen that one?
I have not seen that one. I'll put it on the list. There's a long list here.
Raging Bull.
Nope.
Gone with the Wind.
Yes. I have seen that.
Well, you are Southern, and you're related to the Stearnses. So.
Yeah, I do have to. That's a requirement, actually, to be a part of the family.
Schindler's List.
I haven't.
Got to watch that one.
I heard it's really sad.
The Wizard of Oz.
Of course.
Okay. The Godfather is on the list.
I've seen all the Godfathers.
What'd you think about The Godfather?
I love those movies. I mean, it's for it being that old of a movie and how, like, action-packed in the story. I don't care if it's 3 hours. I wish it was 4 hours. Like, those movies can go on forever.
You know what? There's a couple of times a year that I'll do this. Saturday, I'll have Italian food, the meatballs, the whatever, and I'll watch a Godfather, just a Godfather marathon.
Yeah.
That's what you got to do.
That's a great Saturday well spent.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It is. It really is. Just terrific acting and all that. Singing in the Rain is on the American Film Institute's list, and surprisingly, Star Wars. You know, Star Wars is not. I thought the first Star Wars movie was pretty spectacular.
Yeah,
and The Empire Strikes Back. The first three were great.
Yeah, I mean, culturally, for those movies to come out, and I've seen videos from people in the 80s that were so excited to go to the movie theaters. That must have been a time to be alive when Star Wars came out in theaters like that.
You don't know. It was just, I remember my buddies, we were like in junior high school, and we couldn't even sleep, you know, so we all showed up, we're wearing our t-shirts, we rode our bicycles down to the movie theater.
That's amazing.
We had our, and then for The Empire Strikes Back, we were all reading our paperback. It was like just dog-eared. And so we brought them. And so we were literally like, so we were nerding out in the theater.
Yeah.
Because we're like, oh, is this in the book? That's not how it was portrayed in the book.
And like when people like found out, like, you know, Darth Vader, who he really was, like, I love those reactions.
Yeah, I had to go to therapy.
I'm sure.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That was, those were tough days. So anyhow, E.T. is on the must essential list as well as Jaws.
Yeah.
And so your mom, so when we were little kids, our grandparents took me and my and your mom, and we went down to Florida, and they were filming Jaws. And we actually got to see Jaws.
Wow. Did you see Spielberg at all?
Did you know, I wouldn't have known him to save my life, but
that's pretty cool, though.
But it was pretty, pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, all right. 901-260-5926. Got a favorite movie you think Dylan ought to see? Give us a call. 901-260-5926. Mary Walter coming up next. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. I want to bring into the conversation our good friend, Newsmax contributor, Mary Walter. Mary, we're trying to help Dylan out. Really, the entire audience has been phoning in movie suggestions. You know, Dylan has not, he never saw Tommy Boy, which is what set this conversation into action today. First of all, good to see you. I hope you're doing good.
Well, good to see you too, my friend. And I heard that conversation. I thought, why are we having this conversation? Because we have this conversation with Dylan all the time. And Dylan never watches any of the movies or listens to any of the songs or the artists that we suggest. So it does seem to be an exercise in futility.
My argument to that, Mary, is that I'm married now. So I basically don't choose anything at all anymore. So whatever she's watching, I'm roped in. So that's my argument.
So blaming the wife, to how very married of you. You don't make any suggestions, right?
I try. I put it in there. You know, I say, please. Sometimes it works.
Well, I can tell you, she's not going to want to watch Tommy Boy anyway. That movie, Missing Tommy Boy. Sorry, Todd, but seriously, who cares? I haven't seen it either.
That was a great movie. It was one of the finest.
Right up there with Wuthering Heights and Gone with the Wind. Yes.
Oh, it's not Wuthering Heights. I can tell you that much. Mary, we have got a lot to talk about. The Vice President of these great United States made an appearance earlier today on The View. And
yes.
I want to play. This was Joy Behar. Dylan, this is the cat lady clip. Let's take a listen to how this played out.
In the book, Mr. Vice President, you make a mea culpa of sorts for calling Democrats childless cat ladies.
Oh, man. Okay? My most boneheaded comment.
You say that in the book, that it was boneheaded, which it was.
thank you.
What were you thinking when you said that?
So Joy said when we were off air that I'm fine, which I think is about the best endorsement that I'm going to get out of Joy Behar for a Republican. Thank you. I appreciate that. Graded on a curve here at The View. But
all right. There you have it. Just a smidge there. It seemed like everybody was somewhat polite, Mary. What's your take?
Okay. What a dumb question to ask. You're the Vice President of the United States standing there. You each get one question unless you're Joy or Ana Navarro, who just interrupt continuously. Neither one of them has let anyone answer, actually complete a sentence since like 1967. Why ask him this question? It's so dumb. He wrote in the book, it was a dumb thing to say. I made a mistake. I'm sorry. Okay, I don't know. Why don't you ask him something else about the book that he hasn't addressed, or that's a legitimate question? I would never go on The View to sell a book because you're never going to get to sell the book. So Todd, with your next book, never go on The View to sell it because they're just going to eat you alive. So it was dumb. I thought it was stupid and a waste of a question.
It's, you know, and it's interesting because that's the big question that people are asking. The VP got asked about it yesterday. This is the New York Times. This is the literal headline. Takeaways from J.D. Vance's book, Childless Cat Ladies, The Pope, and Usha Vance. so that they seem to all be caught up in the childless cat ladies, and nothing else seems to matter. One of the other things that he's catching flack for is going on Megyn Kelly's podcast, and a lot of folks in the MAGA world are pretty enraged over that and wonder if J.D. Vance is sending some sort of a message to the White House.
Or maybe he wants to sell some books and she invited him on. And so he said, okay, sure, I can go get some free publicity. You have a huge audience. I don't have to agree with everyone with everything that someone says or all of their stances in order to come on their show. I'm sure there are things that you and I disagree with. For instance, your decorating choices. I don't agree with that, right?
What? No. My sweater vest. You hate my sweater vest.
I do hate your sweater vest, yes. Yeah, because every now and then you got to take it off and wash it. I'm just saying.
Hold on, Dylan. Every single time I'm in a photograph and I'm wearing the sweater vest, I get guff from Mary Walter.
There's got to be some grudge that she's holding against your sweater vest. Oh, my favorite one.
Enough with the sweater vest.
Oh, Dylan, how dare you switch teams at the last minute? How dare you? Wait. Like a politician. That's Todd, because every picture you have the damn sweater vest on. Maybe that's why.
See what I mean?
I don't hate the sweater vest.
Internalizing this, Mary. Mary Walter joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. You know, it's primary. Well, we have a primary day in Oklahoma, and then there's a runoff in Georgia, which is crazy. It's a weird time for Republicans right now. But this situation in Tulsa really gets me. There's a guy running. He is a megachurch pastor. His name is Jackson Lehmeyer. He's also president of Pastors for Trump. And over the past couple of days, a big scandal involving his relationship with a former Miss Oklahoma USA. And they were doing some things that violated, I think, 5 or 6 of the Ten Commandments, Mary. So I'm not sure how this is all going to turn out, but the guy's still on the ballot, and he says, yeah, he crossed some boundaries, but that's about it.
He was texting her. She was responding. They were having some flirtatious conversations. Did it cross the line? Yes, I think if I was his wife, we would have to have a conversation. But Republicans need to be more like Democrats in this arena. I thought that Christians believe in redemption. I thought Christians believe in forgiveness. I don't care what happens between him and his wife. I don't care. It's none of my business. It is their business, and yet let he without sin cast the first stone. So I think everybody needs to just sit back and take care of their own marriages and their own homes and let him take care of his, in my humble opinion.
No. And I think, by the way, the wife, not very happy, and called Miss Oklahoma USA a, quote, home-wrecking whore. You stay away from my husband.
Okay, good for her.
Yeah. I love that.
So in other news, pastors are human.
Yeah, there's a great line that LBJ had about pastors and the altos in the church choir that I can't repeat on radio, but it's it does actually have a, you know, it has a point here in the Jackson Lehmeyer situation. So we'll see how that plays out there in Oklahoma. But again, it would not be the first time a preacher has been caught with the beauty queen. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. You know, Mary, we've been watching the UFC fight and the aftermath of all of that, and I just think it's a hoot that people are so enraged that the president wanted to do something like host a UFC fight night at the White House. It was a great night.
Yeah, I mean, listen, not my cup of tea, but I loved the patriotic element to it. I loved the flyover. I loved the backdrop of the Washington Monument and the Lincoln Memorial. I mean, how iconically American was that? And fighting, boxing, fighting, etc., is a very American sport as well. You may not like it, but that doesn't mean that they shouldn't engage in it. I don't love it, but that doesn't mean that they shouldn't do it. I don't watch, you know, a whole lot of football either, but that doesn't mean that people shouldn't partake in it. The problem, what you're seeing here, Todd, look, this is just the left is going They wake up miserable. They wake up miserable every single day. They are deeply, deeply unhappy people. And they will never, ever, ever see anything good in anything Donald Trump does. We should have another Pride Month, right? We should have another June where we have biological men with silicon sacks stuck under their chests, you know, flashing people on the South Lawn of the White House. That's what we should be having here. That's respectful. They just hate him so much. And I used to laugh when people would say this, but I really think it's a mental illness. I just really do. I just think they are mentally ill with Donald Trump. And he's at the point now this time around, he didn't care. He doesn't care. He's doing what he thinks is right. And it was also a tribute to our soldiers and our airmen, our military services, our police, our firefighters, to people who protect Americans, who actually serve, which is something they wouldn't know anything about. So they don't understand it, and they don't want to understand it. They can't have anyone disagree with anything that they do, say, think, eat, drink, sleep, whatever. And they just go from zero to hysterical at the drop of a hat.
Mary, I think there's something to that. You're right. Not only are they unhappy, they want to make all the rest of us unhappy. And, you know, they want to live in filth and squalor, which is why, you know, and they did. I mean, when you look at Washington, D.C., anybody who went down to the Lincoln Memorial, you actually bypassed the reflecting pool because of the stench coming off of the water.
Stench, yeah.
Everybody knew how bad it was. And finally, Donald Trump comes along and says, we got to clean all of this up. But to your point, though, and again, it's a double standard. I want to play some audio. This is Barack Obama, and he was sitting down for an interview with Bruce Springsteen talking about how they threw wild parties at the White House. Take a listen. Cut 19.
What is true is we had some good parties at the White House.
Woo!
There's no doubt. I mean, part of it is the fact that, you know, we had amazing people like Bruce who were willing to play. And it turns out that folks, if they're at a good party, they don't want to go home even when it's the White House. It would go late sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
And people misbehaved in ways I would not have expected under the portrait of George Washington and Martha Washington.
So it's okay if Obama does wild and crazy. And he wasn't the only one, by the way. Going back to the 1970s, there's a great documentary, Mary, on Jimmy Carter and Southern rockers. You know, Jimmy Carter brought a lot of the Southern rock, the Allman Brothers, Willie Nelson, brought all those guys to the White House, and there's an infamous story about Willie Nelson token up with one of Carter's, I think it was Chip Carter, on the roof of the White House smoking dope. So, and then dare we remind everybody of the cocaine. They still haven't figured out the cocaine was in the Biden White House.
Well, see, they don't think it's hypocritical to say yes, but it wasn't out on the South Lawn, and it didn't cost $60 million. And how many people could be that money? Like, they always say, yes, but, and there's a reason why it was different. If it's not the exact same thing, they never see it as hypocritical because they are feeling, they're not thinking. Wow. And so therefore, they're incapable of seeing the hypocrisy because it means that their feelings are wrong, right? Their beliefs, their emotions are wrong. So they can't have that.
Fair enough. All right, Mary Walter, we will see you tonight on Newsmax, yes. The Todd Stern Show. It's going to be a fun show tonight.
I'm looking forward to it. I'll even change my top for you so I have something different on so it looks like a different thing, okay?
A little TMI, but all right. Thank you, Mary Walter. You look lovely anyway. You look beautiful, Mary.
Thank you.
All right, Mary Walter, everybody, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. 901-260-5926. Let's get to the phones real quick before we scoot to break. Say hello to Kenny in Hendersonville, North Carolina. That's WHKP country. Hi, Kenny. What's on your mind?
I just had a couple movies. I don't know if they suggested for Dylan to watch. Has anybody said The Great Escape with Steve McQueen?
No, they have not, but that is a great movie.
Yeah, it's got a good cast. And a couple of John Wayne movies, The Quiet Man and Big Jake.
Love Big Jake. Kenny, those are two fine selections for our list.
Okay. And has anybody, does he like musicals?
Dylan, are you a big musical guy?
Depends. What kind of like musicals are we talking about here?
I'd say to The Music Man and Brigadoon.
Okay.
With Gene Kelly.
Actually, you would love both of those. Yeah. The Music Man especially. I think you'd like that.
Okay.
One, Dylan.
I'll write it down.
All right. Hey, Kenny, great selections. Right. Thank you for that.
Thank you, Todd.
All right. Let's go to Gainesville, Georgia, and Randall's on the line. Hi, Randall. What's your suggestion?
Good afternoon. I've got two classics, Sergeant York and No Time for Sergeants.
Oh, Sergeant York. Great movie. Great movie. And No Time for Sergeants. I haven't heard of that one.
The one with Andy Griffith and Don Knotts.
Oh, that's right. My apologies.
With the commode lids to stand at attention.
Dylan, you got to watch that one. I forgot about that movie. I forgot about the commodes. That's great. Randall, thank you for calling in. Great suggestions. Got to take a break here, folks. 901-260-5926. Attention. We'll be right back. All right, checking in on our Houston listeners. So we understand Freddie the German has been camped out in Houston. They're going to be there at least until, what, tomorrow, because they have the big soccer match. That's tomorrow. But anyway, Freddie the German went to the baseball game, Dylan, the Houston Astros and Detroit Tigers, and got to meet the mayor of Houston.
Wow. He's getting in the full experience right now.
Then went down to the coast, Galveston. Have you been to Galveston?
I have not yet been to Galveston.
So it's, of course, on the Gulf of America. I've never been there. I think the beaches, I hear, are pretty nice. But I don't know, you can't really get much nicer than the Florida Panhandle, the Alabama and Mississippi Gulf Coast.
Yeah.
I'll say this. I think Alabama Beach is much nicer than Mississippi.
That's a hot take. I've never actually been to the Mississippi ones yet, surprisingly.
I remember going as a child and not being impressed. Hmm. By the way, they also went to visit the Houston Police Department. Had they been deputized?
Seems like it, based off these pictures here.
I know.
They have badges and
holy
uniforms.
Holy cow, they sure do.
They just need a car for the full fit. Right.
That's
there.
Brilliant. Also, Freddie says they went to raid. These are the Germans in town for the big World Cup game, World Cup match. Freddie says, we went to Raising Cane's a few days ago. The store manager came up to us and asked us if we were the internet guys.
Nice.
Then he basically loaded us up with everything he could find in the store. I wonder if they're going to be able to, like, can you check? I wonder how much Raising Cane sauce you can check at the airport.
They sell the 28-ounce cups of the sauce.
So. Oh, wait a second. I think we're sending them up into space. They're at the Houston Space Center. They're in the Orion capsule.
We might be taking it a bit too far now.
Wait, what's going on here? How much is this going to cost us? You know, the Germans want to go up in space. They got to build their own spaceship. What's going on
here?
That's
where we draw the line.
And you know what's happening now. It's cute. All right, I get it. But now it's like every person from Europe is trying to get in all the action.
Oh, yeah. No one can be like Freddie. No. He started this.
Except for the Frenchman and at the Buc-ee's.
Yeah.
We like him.
Yes.
The rodent. Can we play that again? I just want to hear that. I love that guy. Okay. Well, we'll play it tomorrow. Anyway, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The very latest on Freddie the German and his pals as they make their way across America. By the way, do not forget, ladies and gentlemen, now is a great time for you to head over and pre-order my new book, The Golden Age. Buy one for Freddie. The Golden Age, How Trump Saved America. You're going to want to read this book. It is a great, great read. Everybody on the planet has endorsed the thing, but it is going to be a fun read. We want you to pre-order a copy. It'll be in stores August the 11th, but you can pre-order now by simply going to Amazon or Barnes & Noble. All right, ToddStarnes.com. Go read our fresh content. We have new stories just posted. You're going to want to read those. Download the podcast. Download the newsletter. Folks, get out there. Have a great one. You be good, America.